The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I am your host, Mr. William Dean Morgan. Let me give you guys the number to call into the show, 706-993-4606. 706-993-4606 is that number. Excuse me, feeling a little under the weather today, but I am here. Take your phone calls, get your opinions heard. Let me also address the chat room raids. I see you. What's up, nobody? Cash Cow, I see you. I also see my main man, Double A. What's up? And I also have a caller on the line, Rage. How you doing, man?
I am happy.
Well, give me 1 second. Let me roll through some things, and I'm going to find out why you are so happy. You can follow the show on Facebook and on the Wrestling Call-In Show. You can find us on Twitter at Wrestling Call-In. You can also send us an email, twcis999@gmail.com. Finally, you can sign up at the site, thewrestlingcallinshow.webs.com. Rage, why are you so happy today?
Well, for starters, Jimmy Johnson made it into the chase for the Sprint Cup. And, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, I watch NASCAR. What else? I was watching Notre Dame in Michigan earlier, and they had Eminem in the commentator's booth. Yo, if y'all haven't seen it, it'll probably be on YouTube by like tomorrow. But he was so funny for real. But yeah, my Jimmy Johnson made it into the chase, so I'm happy.
Cool. The thing I was happy about was the other night my Florida State Seminoles took care of business against Pitt. That boy and the rookie quarterback, Famous James, looked excellent, so I am happy about that. Florida State.
God.
Good work from them. Tony C, what's going on, man?
Such a homer.
Tony C, can I ask you a question?
What's up, bro?
Are you on Facebook, Tony C? That was asking the chat earlier this week.
I have to reactivate it, but I'm on there.
Okay.
He still ain't sent me a friend request. I'm highly offended.
Look here, man. I told you, Rage, I can reactivate it. At the end of the show tonight, it will be reactivated. I'll keep it activated for what? About, I'll give you 48 hours to find me.
48 hours?
You got 48 hours.
Oh, man.
Tony
I'm
Clark.
I'm going to find you in 48 hours.
You got Facebook, don't you?
Yeah, but how am I supposed to find you in 48 hours?
All you do is type in Tony Clark, and that's who you'll see me.
All right. That's it.
Tuesday night. I'll give you the Tuesday, Rage. How about that? I'll keep active until Tuesday.
You got until Tuesday night, my friend. You got until Tuesday night, Rage. Let me do something very, very quickly at the top of the show. I do not want to forget. As some of you may have saw earlier, Athena is trying to raise some funds to help pay her recovery fund, rather to take care of some injuries, MRIs, things like that that she has to have done. I posted it earlier in the chat room, not in the chat room, but on Facebook, rather. I put it in the chat room on the site in a minute. Those who want to know what I'm trying to get here, she has a grade 2 AC tear and a bruised shoulder blade were cartilage damage after landing badly from a bad German suplex.
Who is this?
Athena.
Sorry to hear that, man.
I'll give the link out in the chat, and it's on our Facebook page. I'll put it in the chat, and I also put it on the Rant AM on the chat page tonight. Both places, both Skype and RantAM.com, so you guys can make give donations. Any amount is greatly appreciated. If you do $10, you get a promo picture of her. If you donate $25. You get a free WSU DVD featuring her. So, just wanting to get that out there. Then to get well soon. Hope you get back in the ring soon. Spoke with her earlier today, and she's kind of in down spirits.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't mean to step on you real quick. Rant EM has a Facebook page, right?
Yes, we have a group page. Rant EM group page.
So if I go and join the page, you guys can find me that way, right?
Exactly.
Okay, that's what I'll do exactly. Tonight.
Yeah, you can do that, definitely.
Make it simple for you guys.
There you go.
There you go, Rage. And I'll be taking a friend request. How about that? From both of you.
Yeesh, okay.
Oh, man. All right, guys, let's talk about getting to the week of wrestling. First thing I want to bring up, we're going to talk about Monday Night Raw.
Same old shit.
Different, that horseman beat down.
Different
Monday. Another horseman beat down.
Different Monday.
Same tired old shit.
You know, the thing that I don't get is Big Show.
You and me both, Will.
I don't get it. You're what? 7 foot what? 7 foot?
Four, supposed to be. Something
seven,
like that.
7 foot yeah. 7 foot 8, 2,000 pounds, and you coming out there, to be quite frankly, you coming out like a little baby each and every night. What the heck?
I mean, just straight up crying.
And then you got, and then on top of that, you got Stephanie McMahon coming out there, like she
doing that look that Rage loves oh so much.
Whoa! Stephanie?
Yeah.
Sorry, but I just, no. Her, oh, I told you, like, that stare, that stare she feels like she must give, like, I hate that about her.
Stare
she must give. She's letting you know, right?
Stare she must give. Oh, my goodness.
You know that stare.
Oh, my goodness.
That you better do your job stare.
Oh.
That's what
he's talking about. Let me head on back to the chat room. I see Pastor Sadell here. I see Swax here. Cash Cow. Nobody here as well. Double A still hanging around. So, Double A, if you're up to it.
The boss is in the chat.
I believe he's still here.
Uh-oh, he might make an appearance.
He might as well.
Man, let me go ahead and add Swax to the group. Swax, how you doing, man?
I am exhausted.
You exhausted.
You exhausted.
Yeah, I'm right now. I'm not at home. I'm over at relative's house for the weekend, and for the whole day, I've been playing with his children.
Hold on, you're at whose house?
My cousin's house.
Oh, I thought you said Ralph's house.
You've been babysitting.
I thought you was at Ralph's house. I thought you went to New York.
Yeah,
to be
you know,
Ralph.
I'm just
okay.
Taking care of an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old.
I thought you said you was at Ralph's house. Okay, I'm about to say, hold up.
No.
Okay.
If I was at Ralph's house, I'd be eating all his food. So
all right. Hopefully the boss, but hopefully.
And before we go any further, I want to give a shout out to Surfer and Lee at the Comic Con.
Both of them missing in action.
Figures.
You know what? I'll just
shut up.
You see how they want to do you? They're gonna put comic books more important than the network.
Yeah.
Comic books.
Yeah.
Them and their little coloring books.
Fuck them. Dot.
Okay. I told y'all, I'm going to chime in for my honeymoon. Jasmine, it may not be for too long.
Jasmine put milkshakes before this network.
Oh, man. If Silver wants to play his dot to dot games on them coloring books,
you see how people you see how people get brand new.
Swax ain't never said that before. Never ever. All right. Like I say, it is the same tired stuff.
Storm. Yeah.
William, what did I say last Tuesday on in the chat room on the rant of what this whole regime now is with Vince and Triple H and Stephanie and Randy Orton?
I wasn't.
Remember when I was in the chat room?
I wasn't here
said,
Tuesday, Swag.
This thing reminds me of a TNA group known as Immortal.
Now, don't get me started. Don't get me started on
TNA. Eric Bischoff, Ric Flair, and they had out a big champion in Immortal with Jeff Hardy.
Don't get me started with TNA.
Randy Orton.
Please, dear God, don't get me started on that. I'm sorry, Rage. I know that's your show, but what I saw this week was trash.
Hold on. Impact?
Yes.
No, I 100% agree with you.
We'll talk about that in a minute, guys. We'll talk about that in a minute, guys. But I want to ask you, with all the stuff that the same rehashing of events on Raw, that make you even want to watch Night of Champions?
Nope. Gonna stream it.
It's like you sort of kind of see in advance what's coming.
Well, we got a tip that this storyline is going to go on for the next.
Anyway, we got a choice. We got to sit and watch this until Cena comes back. And like I said, I know this is probably going to happen. I mean, Cena's going to come back. He's going to save the world. Then he's going to beat Randy Orton at WrestleMania. He's going to win back the WWE Championship. The whole corporation will be disbanded. And bloody, bloody, bloody fucking blah.
But what does that leave Punk, though, Rage? You got to have something for Punk to do.
You know what? I would love nothing more than for Punk to be WWE Champion. I would love nothing more for Punk to win the Royal Rumble. But this is just, it just looks like this is just set up for a super Cena save the day, yeah.
Does Daniel Bryan have a chance of beating Randy Orton?
No, not for what we hear.
Nope. I agree wholeheartedly. That's the thing that makes me upset. Because Daniel Bryan is getting all this fan support every time he says or does something. Yes.
He's over now.
30.
He's over.
He's over now. But if you didn't have, I don't think you had to do all of this to make him over.
Now, no, he was over prior to him winning the title.
Yeah. What, you need to push him to the moon? Is that what you need to do to validate what he's doing? You need to do that with them. Now you're gonna come out here. You're gonna go to Night of Champions. He's gonna lose to Orton. And once he loses to Orton, what is he gonna do? He's gonna go right back to jobbing.
Daniel Bryan.
We'll go back to jobbing.
We'll get another title shot.
That's what's gonna happen because Randy Orton is gonna have to face Daniel Bryan for the title for like the next 3 pay per views.
Yeah, probably until we lead up to, like, I can see this one ending in a DQ.
Do you want to see?
We haven't had a DQ finish in a while.
But do you want to see upteenth matches with Orton and Bryan, though? I don't
know. Oh, no. I mean, it's going to be a series. What's that? What's the pay-per-view at the Night of Champions, Hell in a Cell?
I think so.
Yeah, so he'll...
I think Orton might lose that one.
No.
Nah, he ain't losing, man. He losing that belt. Because
they're going to... This is what I think is going to happen. So let's check this out. Follow me on this. He loses. At Night of Champions by disqualification, right? Then somehow, some way, he wins. Orton wins at Hell in a Cell. Then they do a Survivor Series traditional match. You see where they're going with it?
Yeah, I see.
You know what? Look, I'm telling you right now. Let me just stop you right there. I've always been sick of that. People, I've always been sick of the losing by disqualification. Look, is it me or is it, like, it's about time that we start having that, we start really, like, putting that rule in, if you get disqualified, you lose the title. Why is that such a rarity? Why is that only, like, a specialty?
Because
I would rather watch a heel Orton as WWE champion than watch a face John Cena as WWE champion.
I don't like this heel Orton.
He wanted to be heel. He was pleading with Vince and Triple H for almost six months that he wanted to become heel again.
If he wanted to be heel, fine, but this heel, no. I don't like this heel Orton.
Let me go back to the chat for 1 second and say hello to someone. Let me say hello to Rex Watson. Rex, what's up, man?
Oh, Rex in the chat?
Yes, Rex is in the chat. He is...
Fellas, we're getting about three, at least the next two pay-per-views is going to be Randy Orton against Daniel Bryan.
Come on, man. Cash Cow says, what else is different than to do? Two of the main stars are hurt. Man, please. Go ahead and take Punk out of this Curtis Axel Paul Heyman stuff. Just take him out.
How is this the only match that's not a touch?
Because you can't have CM Punk backtrack like that.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't backtrack.
I know you
man.
Can't look. I know I don't want CM Punk backtracking like that. But this is Night of Champions. This is the gimmick where every championship is supposed to be on the line.
Right.
Now, exactly. But apparently, the Intercontinental Champion.
It's the Night of Some Champions. I told you that.
Night of Some Champions. Let me ask you guys this, and I'm skipping around a little bit. But with Kofi's win over Axel on SmackDown, should Kofi be considered number one contender for that title?
Yeah.
If he was putting it on the line.
I don't get that match.
At least
it'll be a title
match. Oh, whoa. Rage, you need to fix your Skype, dude.
Oh.
You've been fading in and out.
Testing?
Yeah, okay.
So why don't we get that match? At least it'll be a title match.
Yeah.
That handicap match is something I'd rather see on Raw.
And I think... I want to hear what you guys think about this too. We may get a Punk hand. We may get that tag team handicap match again at Hell in a Cell.
Why? Kill the storyline.
So he can't run.
He can't run. Kill the storyline.
So Heyman can't run.
That line needs to be over and done with. It's run its course.
I mean, I agree. Wholeheartedly.
It's run its course. Let it just die off in the wind like you do everything else. And most of the time like you do everything else. And set Punk on his way. You don't have Sheamus. You don't have Cena. He'll be the perfect guy to fall back to again.
When does Sheamus do that?
Huh?
When does Sheamus do that?
That I don't know. I have to look that up.
They say that Sheamus and John Cena is going to be back at the Royal Rumble or after.
And I know, Rex, that the match is only because they don't know what to do with Punk. But you can quickly take him out of that. Quickly. Let Night of Champions be it.
I mean, that makes sense. Now, don't get me wrong, Will.
Yeah, let it makes
perfect sense.
Um, I don't know.
I'd rather see Punk go after this heel on Orton.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want that match, but not at Mania. Anywhere but Mania.
You want it at Mania?
No, I don't want it at Mania. Anywhere but Mania.
Alright. I was looking at a story today. I was going to save this for later. But, do I need to save it? Do I need to save it? Oh, the hell with it. Ahmed Johnson is still... He came up in the news, and he's talking trash about him never being champion in the WWE. And he was supposed to have a title match against Undertaker for the belt, but he was told some bookers in the back that that match wasn't going to happen because WWE wasn't ready for a black champion. You guys believe him?
Yeah, I think he has a right to be angry.
Who are they going to make a black WWE champion?
But do you believe him, though? There's a difference in him having a point and him being believable.
Believable? I mean, he should have been champion. Oh, go ahead,
Tony.
No, I was just going to say the thing about being WWE champion, you have to be good on the mic and you have to look a certain way.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Not necessarily.
You can't look like a goat face. You can't look like 5'2".
Not necessarily. Look at our current WWE champion. He can't talk in the mic for shit.
Right. Hatred is still spewing.
He can't.
He had the look.
Yeah. I don't care if he's got the look. The man can't talk. Look at Brock Lesnar. He can't talk. He can't talk either.
That's true.
Well, he had a mouthpiece.
Yeah, he had a mouthpiece. He can't talk.
He's always had a mouthpiece.
Look at Mick Foley. He sure didn't look the part, but he could talk. Exactly.
I don't know why they won't give a brother that belt.
Vince McMahon is a closet KKK member.
That's been said by Bret Hart, in his documentary, that he had an issue with people of color. Now, Ahmed also said in that same interview he was 320 pounds doing things that 220 pounders were doing, as far as doing flips out the ring and stuff like that. If memory serves me, does anybody remember Ahmed Johnson ever doing stuff like that?
Nope.
I don't remember him doing the flip.
I don't remember him doing nothing.
I remember him getting mouth to mouth from Goldust.
Ew!
Yeah, he even talked about that. He even talked about that.
That's, you know, I kind of wanted to bring up something, because this is something that Surfer got right, and it's unfortunate that he got this right. He called it. It was announced on Twitter that Dustin Rhodes will be on Monday Night Raw this Monday.
Oh, yeah, I was about to bring that up. And if he wins...
For what?
And if he wins...
To get beat up?
And if he wins, Cody Rhodes gets his job back.
It's the same thing. It's sort of what Surfer called for, and it's a damn shame that it came to that.
Yep.
Who's he fighting?
Randy Orton.
Oh, Dustin, so they're going to do...
And if he wins...
You said Dusty or Dustin?
No, Dustin. As Goldust. He's coming back as Goldust.
And he's fighting Randy Orton.
And if he
wins... It's a damn shame.
And if he wins, Cody gets his job back. Now, we all know why they did that to Cody Rhodes. The guy's getting married. He's going to want some time off. Blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that.
So how do they bring him back to the fold, being that he's fired?
They're
probably going to do something foolish with him.
Yeah. Do something dumb to bring him back. Now, Pastor said they brought up a point, too. RVD was WWE champion. Enough said.
Yes, he was.
What do you mean?
Yes, he was.
Dude.
And he beat Cena, something that few people can say they've done. Clean. He beat. Didn't he beat Cena clean that one night thing?
No, he didn't beat Cena clean.
Yes, he did. He beat him clean.
I don't think anybody in the field. He had Edge spear him through the table at one night stand.
Oh, that's right. He did. Edge did spear.
I got the DVD. I watched it about a million times.
And then after it was hardcore rules, right, Ray?
Yeah.
And then after RVD won, he smoked the blunt after it.
RVD, there was no telling how long RVD was going to have that belt if he didn't get busted. They were really behind that party head.
Oh, yeah. For some reason. Oh, yeah.
I'm praying Alberto Del Rio beats RVD.
He did.
I don't like Alberto Del Rio one bit. But I don't want RVD as champion.
Would that be a bad?
I do. I think he'll be a better champion than our than Del Rio.
This is a pick your poison kind of situation.
This is a pick your poison kind of situation for
it
me.
It really is.
I'd rather Del Rio. I'd rather a very cheesy, terrible heel Del Rio be champion.
I think they should bring back the Undisputed title and let them have both. Let the champion have both belts.
No!
You have Del Rio getting beat. Who just beat him on SmackDown?
You know how awkward that looks?
They don't care about a World Heavyweight title, man.
They don't. They really don't.
You know how awkward that looks, though? Having them carry both titles.
That's not awkward.
Chris Jericho.
Yes, it does. It looks ridiculous to me.
Chris Jericho did it.
Chris Jericho did it.
You look like the man.
Yeah, you look like the man, but you still look ridiculous carrying two damn belts that kind of mean the same thing.
Your boy, Jeff Hardy, did it.
So you're going to throw Jeff Hardy in there?
Jeff Hardy was undisputed champion.
He wasn't an undisputed champion. He had a belt.
He just had his custom made belt.
Yeah, he had a custom made belt. He carried two belts.
He had his own fucking skull belt.
That was when he was TNA champion the second time. The customized belt didn't have meaning to it. He just carried it out there. They weren't fighting for it.
You never saw that belt. And when he lost.
See, the first time when they had the purple customized belt, that's what people were fighting for.
And when he lost the TNA World Champion, you never saw that second belt again.
I'm just saying, the Undisputed Champion, even if you don't bring back both belts, just make one. You gotta do something.
There's been a lot of titles I think you should bring back. I think you should bring the Cruiserweight title back. I know some people don't necessarily like that, but I think you should bring the Cruiserweight title back.
Yes, you should bring the Cruiserweight title back. You should bring the Hardcore title back.
I don't know what the Hardcore.
Bring the Light Heavyweight title back and give it to Gilbert.
Triple H is thinking about bringing titles that would matter, like a cruiserweight belt for all the lightweight people that we got.
Triple H was bullshit, and he ain't bringing back a cruiserweight title.
No, he ain't doing none of that. He's not going to do anything that makes sense, in other words.
Just like his father-in-law.
Bring back the television title. Do something. There hasn't been a title match on Raw in forever.
He said the television title. Damn.
Something.
Damn.
Wait a minute. Come to think of it, I haven't seen a television championship match on TNA in forever. Now that I really think about it.
They got rid of it?
Did they? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Because Abyss. Oh, okay. That's right.
Let me go on right now. I got something to say, and I know I'm doing it kind of early because I normally save TNA for later. But I got something I need to say and get off my damn chest. TNA, what the hell are you doing? First of all, let's talk about this Final Four for the damn Bound for Glory series. And the thing that pisses me off the most, did you see what Magnus was wearing out there?
Say what?
Did you see what Magnus was wearing out there?
What's so bad about what he was wearing?
He looked like Mario fans.
He looked like a fake ass Fantastic Four member, I swear.
Oh, leave him alone. So what? Magnus, leave him alone.
Magnus is terrible. And for him to be anywhere near a world championship is just, oh my god.
Okay, look.
He has a 1-4 chance.
He's not going to win it this year, but he'll win one. He'll win the world title.
Don't nobody want him to win the world. Who wants? Let me take a poll.
Y'all don't want to see. Okay, look. You don't even have to take a poll. Nobody want to see it, but I do. I do.
I know. That Cleveland, Ohio's mafia country.
He can't talk. He's just as bad as RVD. I know this is mafia country.
Shut up. RVD did say, "Dude, the Triple A,
dude." And then I got some. ODB is just sick.
Leave ODB alone.
Here he comes.
She is nasty, man.
What does she do?
Every time you turn around, look. Okay, I'm a dude. I love women. I do. I really do. And I get that what she's doing when she comes out there and she grabs her breast or whatever. The problem is she ugly. And they stink. That's the problem. And you can say whatever you want to say, Rage. And I know Mickey's playing the part of the heel. But I'm rooting for Mickey James. Seriously.
You want to call somebody dirty to give Mickey James' 5-minute porn career? Damn.
Whatever.
Leave ODB alone.
And then the crowd at that cheering for him. She's nasty.
She's nasty. She's sexy.
I'll gladly take her off
everybody's hands.
You can have all that rage.
I want all of it. All mine.
But let me tell you.
All mine, and I ain't sharing not one piece.
You can have it. Pastor Sadell in the chat is saying TNA is definitely going to go with Magnus until they figure out they had to RO kiss AJ's butt immediately. Oh my goodness. Surfer just logged into Skype, y'all, so we might see him in a second.
Hurry up, Bob.
We might see him in a sec. I just don't like Magnus. I don't care for Magnus. Now, I would love to see AJ. I would love to see AJ win the thing. I don't know if he's going to win it. Austin Aries has something to say about that, but I would love to see that match.
Because I think this has something to do with the contract situation.
What's the chances of Mr. Kennedy beating Bully Ray?
Cash Cow
slim to none.
Cash Cow said he's still searching for the Mickey James part.
You still can't find it? I'll show it to him.
Cash Cow, you stupid.
Cash Cow really can't find it? I'll show it to him.
Figured you would. Oh my god.
They're gonna wave Mr. Kennedy turning face.
Turning face.
Yeah, because this is all about the contract situation. If AJ wins, then that'll give him the reason to stay long term.
Right. Now, but here's my thing with Mr. Anderson, okay? I ain't never liked the dude. I ain't like to do heel or face. It don't matter. I don't like to do it at all. and I don't think he has a chance in hell of beating Bully Ray. I really don't think he does.
But why turn the face if you're not going to beat him? Because it's TNA, okay?
It's TNA. That's all you need to say is TNA. And then you got Rampage Jackson out there. He gonna come out there and help. He did what? Two moves. He did a punch and what? A double axe handle, and that's it. You ain't seen him no more because he was out the ring.
Because he's just for sure. Did
he have on the food?
Nah, he had on that stupid combat gear.
God dang it, Rampage.
What a waste of money.
I know. Nobody. I'm exactly with you. He bookmarked it.
Yeah, I bookmarked it.
I'm there with you, nobody. He bookmarked it.
It's kind of weird looking too, but yeah, I bookmarked it. So what? I did it. What's the big deal about it?
I'm gonna say
like everybody everybody doesn't bookmark porn.
I'm gonna tell you though, she did look good. I will give her that. She lost a lot of that weight.
She looks good now, not then.
Who lost all that weight?
Mickey James.
Well, she ain't good looking. Was he no book test marker?
Oh my god.
Okay, look. Book test marker. She has her outing. She does look good. That doesn't mean she can wrestle.
She always looks good.
What do you guys think?
And is that talented?
What do you guys think they're gonna do with Robert Roode or Bobby Roode?
Not a damn thing.
Just tag him along.
They'll give him a match. It'll probably be him against Aries at Bound for Glory.
Have we finally seen the end of Aces and Eights, fellas?
Yes. Yes. If the ship hasn't started sinking, it'll start sinking next week.
Right. What can now? Once they go down, what can TNA do to kind of build everything back up?
Nothing.
Hey, but look at it this way. Look at it this way. They got a lot of more guys they can release. Once Aces and Eights are disbanded, once Aces and Eights are done, they got a lot more people they can, you know,
get rid of,
like let go.
That's true.
Because what are they gonna do with Derek?
No, I was just gonna say I still can't get over the fact they're gonna turn Mr. Kennedy back face and just waste it. Like we're turning you back face, but you're gonna lose.
It's kind of a terrible face.
It's like to me, here's my issue with Mr. Anderson. I like wrestlers who you put in the main event and they actually have a shot at winning. Say what you want to about Mean, but back in the day when WCW, when Mean fought Sting and Sting was world champ, you always thought Mean had a shot. And with Mr. Anderson, he doesn't seem to be the type of dude that would have a shot at anything.
Well, it's going to be a screw job finish anyway.
Yeah.
You know Aces and Eights will come out and they'll jump them and Bully Ray will keep the title.
Yep.
Easy. Even though the pay-per-view is called, Hardcore Justice, right?
Yeah.
Nah, no surrender.
No surrender.
You know what?
No surrender. Okay.
Now.
You know what? I don't know. Hey, Pastor. How you doing?
Now, what do you do, now that all this stuff has been going on, what do you do with some of those other guys? What do you do with some of those like heavyweights over there? Do you elevate those guys up the roster once they think they're gone?
Wait, heavyweights like who?
Like some of those cruiserweight guys, some of those X Division guys, like Kenny King. Do you move some of those guys back in?
Kenny King is as good as gone.
Damn,
right. I'm serious about no. Like I'm serious. I haven't seen Kenny King in a match in months. and if they're not going to use him now, what makes you think they're going to... You know what's funny? I don't even remember who the X Division champion is.
Manic.
He's still the champion? Damn! Yo, it's sad when I can't even remember who the champions are in TNA.
That was your show, too.
And it's my show, yeah.
You know Garner and James Storm are the tag team champions.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Is it just me, or is it like Garner look more like a young version of Hacksaw Jim Duggan? In the face.
I know, right?
Looks like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Call it in the 504 Rex. Is that you, my friend?
Yes, Rex, what's it?
What's up, man?
Chilling, just trying to see what y'all talking about so I can jump in.
Man,
we're talking about TNA.
Yeah, I know y'all talking about TNA. No, but William, I think you're really right about moving people like Kenny King up.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny King. I mean, like bringing like giving Petey Williams more of a chance. Or like they bring in these people for the X Division, and then you don't see them back again.
Yeah, give him a shot, man. Give him a shot.
Like Trimperetta, they brought Trimperetta and he looked good.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. If you think if they're not going to use Kenny King now, what makes you think they're going to use him ever?
So you think he's going to get AJ treatment?
I think the dude's going to be released. I think a lot of people are about to get released this fall.
They got to pay Rampage and they got to pay Tito.
And they got to pay King Mo, who still hasn't wrestled.
And King Mo.
Yep.
And Hogan.
There's a rumor out there saying Hogan is not going to be brought back after his contract is up.
Oh,
there's a rumor out there. I heard it the other
day. If that happens, then there might be some hope. There might be some hope.
It's not Hogan's fault.
It is Hogan's fault.
Here we go.
Ever since Hogan came into TNA with Eric Bischoff, this ship is just... ever since they both came in, TNA has just gotten steadily worse and worse and worse and worse.
I don't know. Because can't you say they've done some good things?
Like what?
Ever since Jeff Hardy came out there high and lost that match, TNA hasn't been the same since.
You know what? I'll thank Hulk Hogan for giving the belt to Jeff Hardy 2 times, but that's about it. That's it.
Dang, Rage.
He did have confidence in Jeff Hardy. Yeah. Well,
other than that, he screwed up the X Division. He took away my beloved six-sided ring. What else did he do?
Six-sided ring.
Yeah, he took away the six-sided ring.
He did what, Swax?
He rehired Gail Kim.
But that was gonna
see
be-
another. That's another thing. He rehired Gail Kim.
Yeah. That was a good thing.
Hogan being gone from TNA is only step one. Step two was getting rid of Dixie.
I ain't gonna get rid of Dixie when he the boss's daughter. Cash Cow said,
name, Jeff Jarrett.
Cash Cow, don't bring that racist piece of trash in my face. Yeah. Would you rather have King? Don't do it. That was a racist piece of trash, and you know it.
I know it was racist, but come on, I'd rather Jeff Jarrett having been the head of TNA rather than this clueless Southern milk.
For real, what are Jarrett's ties to the company right now?
I don't know.
I'm normally up on everything, and I don't know what Jarrett's true ties are to the company right now.
I don't know. I know it's a company he started, a company that he built. And then all of a sudden, Dixie Carter comes into the equation, and he saw less and less of him. Cash Cow...
Well, hanging out with Karen Angle.
I liked it better when I didn't know what Dixie Carter looked like.
Cash Cow Cash Cow asked it, who would you rather have? And this is a serious question, he says. King Mo or King Mabel?
Who the hell is King Mabel?
Oh my god.
King Mabel.
Oh man, come on, Rage.
Come on, Rage. Man on a mission.
Who's King Mabel?
Viscera.
Man on a mission.
Viscera.
Big Daddy V, Rage. Big Daddy V.
Oh, Viscera. I'll take Viscera. Yeah.
Okay, you know who he is. Okay, good. Ooh.
By Viscera.
That's going to be some more homework for you. You didn't know that
question.
I'll take
Viscera.
All right, one last note real quick. Well, they're doing this MMA thing just to push Bellator because they're on the same channel. What somebody in the back from what I heard from is that in 2 years TNA will be bought by Viacom and all the talent are waiting for that. That's why a lot of people are scared to not re-sign their contracts.
Thank you.
Is that true?
Man. Thank you for that.
Dropping some real money. Yes.
Thank you for that, man. Thank you for that.
You'll hear about it in a couple months.
And that will be
TNA is going to be bought by Viacom?
Yes, sir.
That's big.
But it can also
be. Well, they're on the WCW.
Yeah. And they may not want nothing to do with wrestling. But I doubt that, though. If they're going to support MMA, they should support pro wrestling. But you never know.
They better have
something. It's not about they want Spike. Spike wants a wrestling show.
Yeah.
They just don't like how it's going right now.
Mm.
And that's pretty much the gist of what I got.
Right.
And this is from a worker, so.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah,
let me go back to WWE for a quick second. I don't know if everybody here saw SmackDown. Did everybody here see SmackDown?
Yeah, I saw SmackDown.
I only saw some of it.
Well, what did you guys think about that opening match between Randy Orton and Randy Orton and RVD?
Pretty good.
Why would you bring the number one? That's why I was saying they need to bring back one title. Because you let the number one contender for the world title lose, like, clean. Like, what's the point of that?
That's a good point.
Like, that really lets me know that the WWE title is way above the WWE world title.
Let me roll on to the line real quick. Bring on Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray, what's up, man?
Okay, I just get home. I get myself settled, and the first thing I hear is that somebody doesn't know who King.
I know who King Mabel is. Stop.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You know him by his fake government name.
What, Viscera?
Fake government name. Nixon 3 just asked me a question. Which 3 or 5 women wrestlers in WWE or TNA can you name with mic skills and wrestling skills?
AJ, Caitlin. AJ. Caitlin.
Motherfucker, you said AJ
minute.
Twice.
Yeah, I said AJ twice.
That count.
He said Caitlin twice too.
I know, but I'm trying to think of TNA. So give me a second.
Okay, here we go.
I think it depends more on the time that they're giving to show those skills.
Exactly.
That's what it's really about. There's a lot of girls in WWE, I'm sure, have good mic skills.
Mickey James. Wait, that's it? Yeah, that's it. AJ, Mickey James, and Caitlyn.
I don't know if you can count Caitlyn's mic skills, though.
Hey, she's good. She's fine on the mic.
I don't know.
She's not bad.
I don't know. I'll give you AJ. I'll give you AJ and Mickey. But I don't know, as much as I love
Caitlyn. You got the internet on the computer?
I don't know about Caitlyn. I don't know. She's okay. But I don't think she's anything.
She's passive.
Her portrayal makes her look weak. And just to put that weak mic goes up.
I'm just saying, I mean, Caitlin isn't all that bad. She's passive. She's one of the only 3 women in wrestling that actually has mic skills and wrestling skills.
Caitlin, like I say, I question Caitlin. I do.
Everyone else, including Swax's beloved Miss Tessmacher, has neither or.
My baby Tess has some mic skills.
She has body skills, not mic or wrestling skills.
She got booty skills.
You're just too busy looking at her ass. That's all you're doing.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's just what I do.
Okay.
I look at Miss Tossmacher's ass every damn Thursday she comes out. Cause she has it. Unlike your other love, Kelly Kelly.
I had to release Swatch. I said so in the thing. The feed's acting up again. I'm talking to Surfer on Skype. And he said the audio was acting up, so I had to let Swatch go. I guess we had too many people on the line, but it's all good.
Yeah, let the white people go.
Wow, Steve.
Awesome.
Awesome. He said that. Tell me he didn't say that.
Awesome.
Here comes that Black Panther mindset.
Remember, guys. Remember that.
Say that shit again. Wow. We'll be letting you go.
The thing you need to remember.
Wow.
And let me tell you, I learned a lot from Stevie Ray since he's been on this show. This man came on the show and he introduced me to the word slave wages, and I never knew that word before.
Oh, Ray was talking about slave wages last night. I wasn't talking about slave wages.
I was talking about how the NCAA just reminds me so much of slavery.
Oh, okay. We talked about that on our first edition of the playbook.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we talked about that on the first edition of the playbook. It's up on the feed, so if you guys want a breakdown of the NFL week one.
Which is tomorrow.
Unless you had Peyton Manning in your fantasy league. Your fantasy quarterback.
You finish before you start.
No one. I'm going to tell everybody on Facebook, no one is to talk to me while I'm watching football. Nobody. Nobody.
I'm going to berate his Facebook.
Rage is being lockout mode. I truly believe Caitlin can be good. I don't know. Somebody brought up in the chat room Jazz. Jazz spoke later. She didn't Jazz. Speak at first, but she spoke later.
I don't even remember Jasmine's. Oh shit!
Nobody can hate on Jazz. Y'all can't hate on Jazz.
She didn't speak at first, but she spoke later.
She spoke later.
Mm-hmm.
I think she
Jazz would get rude on the mic.
See, nobody remembers that. See, we keep talking about passable. I'm tired of passable.
I want
wrestling skills and my skills.
Thank you very much.
Like back in the day.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well, that's why AJ Lee is here.
No, Stevie Ray wants outstanding in both areas.
Yeah,
she's outstanding in both areas.
No, she's not.
No, she's not.
You put her in the ring with anybody from the Attitude Era, which is the best era that you can ever compare women's wrestling, at least in WWE. Maybe not indies, but at least in WWE. You put her in the ring with any of those ladies, and she can't hang with none of those ladies.
She couldn't hang with blowing Ivory's nose.
That's a fucked up thing to say.
Ooh.
Because that's real.
Yeah, man. Really.
AJ could hang with them.
No, she could. She couldn't hang with Trish. She couldn't hang with.
Oh, she could hang with Trish.
No, she couldn't.
That's some bullshit.
She couldn't hang with Trish.
Used to get herself humiliated almost weekly until she got her skills up.
Yep.
Then she started putting down on niggas.
She could. She couldn't
and I can say
Trish.
That
she couldn't hang with Trish. She couldn't hang with Lita. She couldn't. She
okay? Okay. She ain't gonna hang with Lita. I'll give you that.
She can't hang. She could hang with Victoria. She can't hang with Jazz or Miss Jacqueline.
Wait, Victoria.
Jacqueline. She can hang with Jazz or Miss Jacqueline. And then on top of that, and the thing that makes me sick, as much as I love Beth Phoenix, people forget Beth Phoenix stole her finisher from Jazz. People forget that.
Beth Phoenix? I don't even remember Beth Phoenix. Wow.
Damn.
See, that's the thing about y'all just keep forgetting about Miss
Texas.
Don't forget about
Jacqueline. That was a rough woman there.
That's what I was going to say.
How good was Jacqueline's mic skills? Because like I remember when I first saw her, that was like early 90s.
How can you forget her and her big fake titties?
My goodness.
How can you get that?
Somebody
knows. Yeah, but everybody knows who knows Jacqueline. No, she didn't fuck around in the ring.
Yeah, she didn't. Somebody said bring back in the chat. I think it was Cash Cow said it. Somebody said bring back Nicole Bass. No.
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 That's like, you might as well say bring back Asia.
Oh, don't even
bring
do
back
that.
Asia.
Don't even do that. No, don't do that.
Bull Nakano.
Someone said,
I'm the "Hey, look, Pastor Sinnoh agrees with me."
Pastor,
thank,
dude,
AJ can damn sure hang with Trish.
Oh, no,
thank you,
can't.
Pastor.
No, she can't.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Pastor. I am so sorry, Pastor. But Trish can lay little AJ the hell out.
No, she can't.
Yeah, Trish was a Trish is like
AJ will like tear that. AJ will tear Trish's ass open.
Okay, let's put it like this: Trish wasn't in the back sucking Peter.
She wasn't.
Name one dude.
Vince
McMahon.
Oh my
God. See, that's some bullshit.
Oh my
God. No matter how much the storyline goes.
That was not a storyline. I believe that 100% that Trish Stratus was sucking off Vince McMahon.
This is Rage's match. He wants to see Asia, Nicole Bass, and China go at it. Fatal.
I want to see AJ and Trish. I just want to see AJ and Trish. Give me that match and I'll be fine. And we can put Stevie Ray to sleep after that.
Nope. Trisha killer.
You could do that right now in the shoot.
Stevie Ray going to recognize what AJ Lee is good for.
AJ can't do nothing. Do you actually think AJ will get that submission move on Trish?
Yeah.
No.
Heck no, man.
No.
If there's one thing AJ's shortness is good for, it's for that right there.
You forget.
Shortness Samoan drop.
Trish was short too. Like she was tall.
Trish ain't that. She was tall. She was kind of tall.
But she wasn't.
Let's put it like this: if she put Trish in that octopus, her ass would get Samoan dropped
quickly. Man, I can't believe you disrespect Trish, man. That's blasphemous, dude.
I'm not disrespecting Trish. I'm just saying AJ can hang with Trish.
No, she can't.
No, my God.
No, she can't. No diva today. Currently working WWE can hang with Trish. None.
Oh, God.
Sarah Del Rey.
Well, she ain't wrestling.
Okay.
Man. Well, she's
not a current diva.
Yeah, she's not.
I think Sarah Del Rey is the only one signed to them that could actually hang with Trish.
It'll take somebody like a Sarah Del Rey or a Madison Eagles. And Madison Eagles only because she just brings that offensive game to the table. My God. That girl hit you in the head one time, it's over. Good Lord. Good Lord.
How come Kofi Kingston ain't been released yet?
Cause he they boy. That's why he ain't been released.
Kofi Kingston used to work for WWE corporate.
Yep.
He used to work at the corporate building.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not gonna fire him very quickly.
Yeah, that's their boy.
He's such an asshole.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Let me ask you a question.
According to Trent Beretta, he is.
Okay.
Fuck Trent Beretta.
You listen to Trent Beretta if you want to.
He's just mad because he got gone.
Oh my goodness.
I appreciate Kofi stepping up Friday night, speaking for the at the town hall meeting, man.
And one, two.
Called that a town hall meeting?
And one, two. And then how come Heath Slater got to get embarrassed?
I got a problem with a big giant sitting right here and him not doing a damn thing with an ironclad contract. And Triple H, you're doing a fantastic job. Thank you.
Oh, God.
you mean Damian Sandow, right?
Oh, he was stupid, too.
Like I said, why don't he just go in the ring, pull his pants down, just suck his dick right in the middle of the ring? That's what he was doing.
And nobody, I agree with you. Madison Eagles is a clean 6'1" and will kick anyone's ass. Yes, she is. But I got a serious. Like, the whole Big Show thing was just stupid. It's stupid.
Everything about Big Show now is a straight up joke. He's such a show of himself.
he can't come back and try to be like a big monster or anything.
See, that's the thing about it,
they make him cry. They make him the sad giant who got hurt, and he comes back as a monster. Like, you can't do that like 15 times.
Oh my goodness. The thing about it is that they put him out there like, oh, you gotta fight Daniel Bryan. Oh, now you gotta knock him the fuck out. Oh no, that ain't no match.
Ain't this? He got an ironclad fucking tough guy type contract? He can do whatever he wants.
Is that?
That's what I'm saying. Why did he sit there the whole time if he has an ironclad contract?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing about it is that they should have brought that up Friday. They should have brought it up for that SmackDown and says he should have said, "Oh, I got an ironclad contract.
I can do what
I want." You got an I will cry contract.
Yeah.
That's what he got. I will cry.
Just sitting there, just standing there, always crying like a biggity bitch.
I don't want to do this to you, Daniel. I don't want to do this
Stay down.
Show, do it for your family.
If somebody can make a video where it just shows him coming in against Hogan that one time, it was like, this is Andre's, because this must be a more unstoppable giant than his father.
I wish someone would smack the hell out of Stephanie every time she makes that look, and I'm sorry I gotta bring up that look again, but I really want someone to slap the hell out of her every time she makes that look.
Damn, rage, the hatred.
Just slap the hell out of her, because I'm
so
no. Because that kind of shit, I'm sorry. That look is just annoying, and she does it too much.
Kofi, someone cashed out and said Kofi's gonna co-lead the new nation with Teddy Long.
What new nation?
I wish there was a new nation.
If there was a new nation, then they're gonna put him up against the real Americans and. We'll definitely hit
3MB, 3MB and the new the real American.
My God,
yeah, do that for Survivor Series.
Pastor
is that supposed to just say nigga already? Can he just say it? like he wants to say it. Like, just say it already.
Pastor Sadell said Kofi Kingston was Token Kingston.
He doesn't like Token, does he?
He is. At first, I did think he was a token, but then it was like he's just willing to work,
right?
Just to work.
Yeah. And speaking of somebody, if you want to say Kofi Kingston should be released, I'm gonna take you the other way to town. R-Truth's the one should be released.
Oh, I'll give you that.
Yeah,
I will give you that.
That crackhead ain't doing much.
I'm a good R-Truth. I'm a good R-Truth.
That crackhead should be released.
Spell conspiracy. Spell conspiracy. C-O-N-N.
Just saying big words you don't even mean. Saying big words you don't even mean.
Oh my
goodness. It's conspiracy. We about to crank it up.
Yes. No. Yes.
What's up?
No. Yes. Jimmy. What the fuck?
Look, Jimmy!
Oh my goodness.
He talks like DMX now.
Look,
Jimmy!
There's a reason why WB never released that doggone video. At least they didn't release it too much to the masses, because it was stupid.
People in the head, what's up?
You thought Kofi, I mean, shit. I thought R2 had a shitload of potential.
I did too. When he won,
there was one point where I thought he had a whole bunch of potential. Because I mean, if you can manage to win a TNA title, I'm fucking around.
But you looked at him different when he won. Because I think he won the U.S. title off the Miz at that one point, and you kind of looked at Truth and you kind of said, "Uh oh."
Yeah.
But then,
he falls Cena at Capital Carnage, man. Capital Punishment, whatever it was called. It was Carnage when he fought him.
And Pastor Sidder brought up a good point. Why is Truth on the Hell in the Cell poster?
Because he's going to jail. Why is Coach on the United Champions poster?
Because Negro's going to jail. Negroes see the race.
See, see what I mean? Y'all see the racism, right?
Oh my god!
You see the racism, right? You see?
Hey, I'm just keeping it real. If you are, our color, if you are our color, and you fucking up, and you talk like he talk, your ass is going to jail.
But you see the racism.
Well, why out of all, so you're saying the pay-per-view posters are more like a wanted sign than an actual advertisement for the event?
Yeah. No, you see the racism, right? It all started with Foot Locker now being a sponsor for WWE. Then it was that WWE shop ad with that black kid breakdancing with WWE shirts and hats on, and that was this. It's the poster.
Then B Miggs is in the chat. B Miggs, how you doing? Up until he tossed a little Jimmy at the bus stop. Oh my god!
R-Truth is such a crackhead. He looks like a bum. He does.
What? Hey, what?
Now that I think about it, I kind of can't get hell in the cell. You put a brother up there, and
what the hell
is in the cell?
And B Miggs also asked, "What the hell happened to his rap career?
What rap career?" I ain't seen no album. Has his shit went platinum?
Ray, you don't know that backstory.
That shit ain't made it to paper yet.
You don't know the backstory yet.
He ain't made it to paper yet.
Say what?
He ain't made it to paper yet.
his shit ain't been on MTV or BET. I don't see his shit.
I'm gonna tell you when they had a our new low for R-Truth very quickly. When Eve Torres came out there with him and started dancing like she was having a stroke.
She came,
what's
man.
Up? What's
whoever thinks Eve Torres can dance is out of their damn mind.
Oh, you can't blame Eve, though.
She can't dance.
I mean, he raps like he's having a stroke.
People love my dad, what's up? Me stand up.
What's up? Oh my goodness!
Oh, ain't this
song
this
is
a...
so played out. Like you brought the shit from TNA to WWE. Like it's time for him to change. Like seriously. And he had that. What was that other thing he had? That Get Crunk shit that we only heard for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, Get Crunk. Yeah, Get Crunk. Yeah.
That shit was so
Get Crunk.
He stole that. He should be in jail already. He stole that from Lil Jon.
Lil Jon should sue his ass.
Why are y'all doing R2 like this tonight?
Because he's a carbon.
No, he can't. If you only steal 3 bars of the measure, then they can't see you.
Okay.
That's why Vanilla Ice got away, because he didn't have a little thing.
That was a trademark.
I got you.
Lil Jon trademarked Get Crunk.
Real quick, guys, let me go ahead and get your night while we got Rex and Stevie Ray on. Good to hear from y'all. Let's go ahead and get some night champion predictions. And I'm going to go ahead and get this match out the way because I don't understand why we're having it. WWE Divas Championship, Fatal 4-Way. I know it's Night of Champions, don't get me wrong, but this is the lesser of your important titles, and it's a Fatal 4-Way match to boot with 3 women that hardly nobody cares about. AJ versus Natalya versus Naomi versus Brie Bella. Well, Surfer cares about Naomi, but
let me tell you right now, I'm highly offended by this match.
Daggone, really rage.
I am highly, highly offended by this match.
Really?
Yeah. Because everybody knows how much I hate Total Divas. By some sort of weird miracle in the eyes of Vince McMahon, he got the three lead characters from Total Divas into this match. So now it's a guarantee that one of the three of them are going to win the title. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to totally denounce women's wrestling.
Wow.
I'm going to denounce women's wrestling. Women's wrestling will be 100%
dead. Yeah, dude, you were supposed to pick a winner.
I know, but I'm saying. I know, I'm just saying. Women's wrestling will be dead to me.
I'm gonna be like Stephen A. and Skip.
AJ,
we have to.
Wrestling will be dead to you if they have a bad women's match.
We have to hear.
No, women's wrestling.
Wrestling should have died to you a long ass time ago.
I'm saying women's wrestling will be dead to me if AJ loses this title.
Oh, that's your diatribe. If AJ doesn't win, then women's wrestling doesn't matter to you anymore.
Nope.
Okay.
I mean, Natalya can win it. She's won it before.
Yeah. Man, her first time winning it was so lackluster and so short.
Yeah, she snuck her way into this match.
No.
It doesn't matter. They don't need... They don't deserve the belt. They didn't work for it. They didn't work for that. Just because their faces are on every Sunday at 10 doesn't qualify them a Divas title match.
All right, yo, it's my turn. I would like to see Natalya win because Tyson Kidd cannot afford a wedding ring and the belt will do just fine. But I have a feeling that AJ is going to take it.
Yeah, me too.
Really? He can't afford a wedding ring?
Dude,
I would like to see Naomi win.
I bet you would.
Surfer wants to win. Want her to win too. I'm good with the first three. I just don't want to see Brie Bella win.
Of course.
I don't want to see none of the Total Divas win.
I don't want to see AJ take it.
I like the fat booty. The fat booty. Fucking Dactyl. But I don't want her to win. I just don't. Sorry, I don't. I like the fat booty focus.
He just likes saying it again.
Yeah, he just wants to say it again. That's all he wants to do. He just wants to say it again.
Oh, breaking news for me.
What's up?
Dustin Rhodes will be fighting Randy Orton.
We already confirmed that.
Yeah.
It's already on the thing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry. I got here 45 minutes late. I had to do some shit.
Okay, I just...
At least you're not out there making slave wages, Stevie Ray. That's important.
I don't make slave wages.
You make the real money.
I make no wages.
There you go. You make no wages.
Oh my God,
make no wages. All right.
I'm officially a part of the Rant EM group page, fellas. So
okay, good. Now we can find you.
I'm
in there like swimwear.
We can find you on Facebook now. Elimination handicap match: Curtis Axel and Paul Heyman versus.
Oh my God!
I say we kill. Let's see CM Punk win it. Kill the doggone thing. What do you guys say?
I
say kill him, period.
For real.
I second that motion.
Just kill the whole storyline at here and let CM Punk go and do bigger and better things. Everybody pretty much agrees CM Punk's going to win.
I second that motion.
Not unless Brock Lesnar comes out, but that messes up.
Man, you know damn well Brock Lesnar.
That fucks up with the 23 days a year.
Yeah.
But no, I only agree unless Brock comes up.
We won't see Brock again until Survivor Series.
Yep. I wholeheartedly agree on that one. World Heavyweight Championship match, Alberto Del Rio versus Rob Van Dam, Ricardo Rodriguez at ringside. I sort of kind of agree with Rage, pick a poison in this match. I guess I'll go with ADR because I just don't want to see no belt around RVD. I don't.
I am chopping heads off if RVD is winning.
Chopping heads.
You want RVD to win?
Chopping
heads. I don't want. No, I'm playing. Somebody's gonna get hurt if RVD wins this fucking.
You gonna burn some backyard? You gonna burn some upside down teasing yard rage if he wins?
Oh,
I'm gonna burn down somebody's backyard if RVD wins it.
Oh my goodness.
Somebody's backyard is gonna get burned down. It's probably gonna be Tony C's.
Okay. You gotta think about it. Sandow has the title right now.
Right.
Nobody wants to be champion anyway.
Had a money in the bank contract, right.
At least finally Stevie Ray was like the first person to think of that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants Sandow to be champion.
So if RVD wins, Sandow can come out, cash money in the bank, that he can grab it.
You know what? Why don't he just hold the contract until the time is up, so we can give the contract to somebody who really needs it.
Right.
They should make it, like I've said for the last couple of months, they need to put they can't do it now. Cody's fired.
Yeah, Cody's fired.
Yeah,
he's gone. They definitely terminated his contract.
Blame God for that.
Who?
Blame God for that.
That's his name for Triple H. That's his nickname for Triple H.
He's the King of Kings.
Okay.
God dang it.
Okay.
Blame God. He is God in WWE. He is God. He is.
More like a demigod.
Yeah.
Vince is a god.
Yeah.
He's like the Hercules of the WWE universe.
He's not my Hercules, but okay. There floats your boats.
I just don't like the fact that
Stephanie floats my boat. Damn it!
There you go.
She floats your boat.
Why? Because she shares a birthday with you. That's why she floats your boat.
I officially question your taste in women if she floats your boat.
Man, there's
nothing wrong with Stephanie McMahon.
Stephanie floats my boat all the way, son.
There's nothing wrong with Stephanie McMahon.
She popped out
three girls and still looks like that.
Let me ask the chat room a question. I'm going to see the answer I get for this. Stephanie McMahon or ODB?
Stephanie McMahon.
That's
an unfair comparison.
Thank you very much. Don't nobody but you want them big stinky titties.
That's not fair.
How is it not fair?
Why you gotta put ODB against Stephanie McMahon? Of course the masses are gonna go with Stephanie McMahon because she's rich.
No, it has
nothing to do with her being rich.
Yeah.
Yes, it has everything to do with her being rich.
ODB's
making money, but not the type of money Stephanie's making.
Okay, she's not making McMahon money. That don't make a damn difference.
Nope.
And she's got better looking titties than Stephanie McMahon.
Ugh.
Are you?
Oh, I disagree.
Did you not see Stephanie right after she got the job?
And ODB doesn't have that gross ass six pack that Stephanie McMahon's packing.
What?
Janet Jackson has a better six pack than Stephanie McMahon.
What?
Damn, how are you gonna say, like, first of all, I know you fucked up when you said that shit. Did you say Janet Jackson gave us a free titty for no reason just to distract us from shit that's going on with our brother?
Janet Jackson gave us a free titty. Y'all complaining about that? I'm not. Right.
Hey, I'm a grown man. I don't complain about free titties.
You ain't lying for real.
A free titty is a free titty. The key word here is free.
There's nothing wrong with a free titty. The key word was the first initial conversation, which was ODB versus Stephanie.
ODB is just ugly to me.
So if you could get ODB's titty for free or Stephanie McMahon's titty for free, which one would you rather have in your mouth?
ODB's!
ODB might not wash her, man.
The thing stink, man. They stink, man.
How do you know Stephanie McMahon don't wash hers? What if she's
too classy for that?
Heck yeah. Now, Mr. 269 Richard, how you doing, man? Welcome to the chat. Nixon, welcome to the chat. B-Midge, welcome to the chat as well.
For all we know, her bedroom could be smelling like used tampons.
No, I think that's ODB's bedroom.
You ain't lying.
That is
old used tampons
and OD may not use the tampon.
Probably smells like weed and beer, and I'll take it.
Now, Mr. 269 Richard asks.
Man, he's a rat.
Now, Mr. 269 Richard asks, is it Stephanie or Caitlin?
It's Caitlin. Anybody over Stephanie?
Stephanie.
ODB doesn't blade.
Got a better. Caitlin is thick. She is thick.
Oh man.
And Stephanie is just. She's all muscle. She might as well be a trainee.
Hey, you wrong. Have to bounce back from having three girls with big ass noses. Have to bounce.
If you had God's children, as you put it,
Caitlin don't got a big nose. No, she don't.
Right, she did have God's children, you know.
Yeah, she did, and she survived.
I don't care if she had God's children.
Ray, let me tell you what Cass Cass said about you. That's
blasphemous. That's blasphemous. How dare you say that?
Let me share something Cass Cass said with you about your Rage in the chat. Rage likes chicks that can manhandle him, which is a little weird.
I'm not saying, first of all, I don't like to be manhandled. I'm just saying I don't want to be in control all the time. I don't want to be in control all the time.
You want ODB to be the man.
No, I want it to be equal. I want the control to be equal, which is why I would rather take Caitlin. I'd rather take AJ. I'd rather take
Lance.
DB.
I was about to say Lance Bass, but I'm in the cold ass.
You take China.
I'll take China.
Oh, man.
I'll take China. Fucking
China.
Nicole Bass. You actually said Nicole Bass.
I'll take Jody Arias.
What if ODB wants the first reach around?
Reach around, bro.
That is the.
Would you let him?
Oh, my goodness. Would you let her?
ODB ain't got no dick. She wants to reach around and say the phone. Matter?
It don't matter.
Alright, ODB doesn't have a dick. Would you give China the first reach around?
Well, China doesn't have a dick either.
You said you saw the plan. That's debatable. That's debatable.
Oh my god.
If
you would play with China's clip, then that pretty much means you would give a horny baby a hand job.
Shut up,
Frank.
Fuck you, bro.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
What if you tried to give her a hand job and you find out she had a
hand job? She doesn't have a dick.
But what if you went down there and you found out China had one?
Then the conversation would be over and I would not be talking to her. But not be touching nothing, no.
And you will unfollow her on Twitter.
Wait, you follow China on Twitter?
What? Why wouldn't I?
You might have a Twitter, so...
Why wouldn't I? I follow all the girls that I like, all the females that I like on Twitter. Even Jody Arias!
Stalker.
Even Jody Arias!
Alright, yo, you can't bring up Jody Arias three times.
Yeah, he
yeah, like I, like, I like her.
That means something's wrong with you.
Yeah, I like her. I like
if
her.
You bring up Jody Arias three times, she appears in your room.
Like, you're about to get killed, motherfucker.
That's the thing. Everybody thinks she's going to kill anybody that she touches. She's not going to kill me. Me and her would be so perfect together. We'd be perfect.
You said it.
Wow.
You said that's perfect. Wow. Perfect. I'll keep it thin. Thank you very much.
Of course you would keep it.
I'll keep it there. Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh. She's one of the most gorgeous white girls I have ever seen. I swear, she is.
Wow.
Oh Lord.
I know, right?
Well, you said the same thing about Casey Anthony.
I'm making it sound like I hate Casey Anthony. I don't like her at all. But y'all making it sound like Jodi Arias is Bloody Mary.
I don't think she is.
Well, no, actually, because Bloody Mary is like, is like a game you played in the mirror where you mess around and hope to see like a female monster. Jodi Arias is actually a female monster because she killed some people and shit. Like,
she's not a monster. I believe she killed that man in self-defense.
Jodi Arias is the one who tried to set up her husband being killed.
Yes.
Yeah, right, Steve.
I just know she wouldn't kill me. Me and her would be perfect together.
Real quick, and I know this might be a touchy subject for some of y'all, but I remember coming to this program and I said, karma is a bitch. Trayvon Martin's killer, his wife is now asking for a divorce. And
oh, she want to go ahead and get that divorce and say everything her husband told her.
Yep.
And I
she going to snitch.
Oh, yeah, she going to snitch it all. And
wait a minute, so you're telling me that Trayvon Martin's mom is asking for a divorce?
No.
She already divorced Trayvon's father.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Wait, so you mean... Oh, so you mean George Zimmerman. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, she gonna snitch. That man going straight to jail.
Right.
Oh,
he gonna come.
No, he can't go to jail.
He can't
go to jail, so that's all the more reason for snitch.
Yes, he is. She's going to snitch,
and we
already know what kind of world we live in, where it's always the chick's word over the man's word, and as soon as she starts talking, that man going straight to jail.
He might not go to jail. He's not going to go to jail for murder. He's going to go to jail for something else.
He's still going to go to jail.
If he would have testified during that trial, he would go to jail for perjury.
Because
she already in trouble for perjury.
Yeah, because
she was covering up the amount of money they had.
Mm-hmm.
To cover his ass.
Yeah.
Hey, Pastor, I know you're convicted.
So that's why she's going to snitch on him about something. She ain't going down by herself now.
Hey, Pastor, I know you can make it happen. Get me a meeting with Jodi Arias.
Oh, my God.
I'll start saving every bit of money I have to bail her out, and we'll run away to Brazil.
Oh, my God.
Really, Rage?
Seriously?
She won't kill me because I know it. I know it. We will not. She won't kill me because I know we'll be perfect. We will be perfect. She will love
back to wrestling news. George Zimmerman is taking on Juan Martinez.
Now, isn't this about the time WWE normally announces who's going to be the next Hall of Fame inductees? Isn't this about the time?
Not really.
I thought that was around November.
Yeah,
okay.
Toward the end of the year.
Okay.
So they'll start announcing it. Who can go in this year?
They don't really got a lot.
Warrior and Savage King.
Warrior and Savage.
Savage.
Yeah.
No, they're not going to do Savage.
You don't think so?
I thought they smoothed it over.
Savage,
no, I heard they got rights now because they got him on the game.
See, Savage is too much of a big deal. You're not going to put Savage and Warrior in together.
I think they should do the NWO. I know Double A said it with Awesome because they had too many members, but I think it's time you induct like the three core members of the NWO, which was Hogan, Hall, and Nash.
I wouldn't have Virgil and Scott Norton on the stage. They can induct them. They should have the NWO B team inducted.
Oh my God.
Scott Norton is making so much money in Japan, he is not leaving.
Nope.
He can come over and do the induction and go back.
No, I wouldn't embarrass myself.
Nixon says Owen Hart should go in. That'll never happen.
That ain't gonna happen.
That his wife is holding that shit the hell up.
Can I ask you a question? How much you want to bet they're going to induct one of the Raw guest hosts in the Hall of Fame?
I don't want to bet you. How much on the bet?
How much on the bet?
Bob Barker.
Yes, yeah, you know what? Yeah, Pastor, I'm dead serious. Make it happen, and it's not going to be a funeral. Make it happen, Pastor.
I'll pay you however much you want.
I wouldn't be surprised if you put Bob Barker in there.
Who's not in that should be in?
As in the celebrity wing?
I'm just talking people.
At all.
Warriors.
Gene Euchre.
I still say Warriors should be in. I do agree with that.
Chris Benoit.
That'll never happen.
That'll never happen.
No, you
why? Why?
You gotta get that like 10 years before you can get Benoit in there.
Yeah.
Why should the Warrior be in?
Because
he
I stuff like
him
when I was like
title.
Eight.
He beat Hogan.
But that was...
Enough said.
And look what he did afterwards. He held the company up. He didn't draw like they thought he would draw. He lost the freaking Sergeant Slaughter.
Dude, at that point, didn't everybody lose to Sergeant Slaughter?
You know what?
No, Hogan came back and beat him.
Paul Heyman.
Hogan never got that win back. Warrior was an a-hole about it. He wasn't going to let Hogan beat him. He wasn't
even starting. I thought that's the only reason WCW signed Warrior was so Hogan.
I'm talking about in WWE. He never beat Warrior for the title. Yeah, he never got to get that win back for the title.
Warrior lost
to Sergeant Slaughter.
And I heard that about Savage talking about the whole family wants to go in. And I heard that Lanny Poffo want to go in with them and stuff like that. Hey, no way in the world that's gonna happen.
I just got this thing about the Warrior. People like he dissed everybody so bad, like he was the stuff. Like he only had two title runs. If my memory
is correct,
he was never a tag team champion. That's for sure.
No, he had like two world title runs like early 90s.
About a Aretha.
He fight. Only had one title run.
No, he was an Intercontinental champion.
He was Intercontinental champion
WWF title.
Let me ask you guys a question: Should Tatanka be in for that 2-year winning streak?
They should put the Lex Express in and then put the Picasso in and duck that bus in. Come on, man. Tatanka, really?
He had that 2-year winning streak, bro. I'm telling you.
You're going to put all the everybody who had a gimmick. So the Mountie's going to go in. Neil's going to go in. Everybody from like 93 to about 97.
But you know what, though? I will say this about Tatanka's winning streak. It was longer and better than Goldberg's.
I forgot all about Tatanka's winning streak.
True.
To be honest, I forgot all about that winning streak.
Yeah.
Goldberg's winning streak was greatly publicized.
Exactly. And he...
They should have a winning streak battle royal. Just put in like a Glacier... Goldberg.
Everybody with a gimmick, get in there. Whoever the latest donkey clown is.
Everybody with it. And the winning streak is a gimmick. That's their gimmick.
Yeah.
They're the winning streak.
Anybody with a gimmick.
Go ahead, Will.
Everybody with
Does that count the Undertaker?
Yeah, I'm about to say, everybody with a winning streak they should have taken this get in there and fight.
Hold on, Rage. Wait a minute. You just compared the Undertaker's streak at WrestleMania?
It's a winning streak! That's what you just said!
In really young, deluded mind it is, but...
It is a winning streak! You know what? As much as we like to give it the praise to the WrestleMania streak, it's still a damn winning streak.
Right.
It's what it is.
And he gets beat. He gets beat at other things along the way.
No way. Damn it. Now it's really time for Undertaker Street to end.
You haven't seen him since the Shield did what they did. Also,
he had a shoulder injury.
Mm. That I didn't hear.
Which means he should have been wrestling that second match of the year.
Well, that's, you know, Taker, man.
I say you put I say you put Tatanka versus Goldberg in there right now and do it. Do it now. And we can see Ezekiel Jackson defend the ECW title. We can see that, damn it.
Tatanka and who for the ECW title?
Bring that up. You gonna bring that up.
If we can see Ezekiel Jackson defend the ECW championship, we can see Tatanka versus Goldberg for the longest winning streak. Go. Damn it.
That match will last five minutes.
5 minutes and it'd be over.
Exactly. Goldberg, you know, I tell you, I hated Goldberg because he just thought he was supposed to squash everybody.
Yeah, and there's rumors about him coming back to WWE too. I hope it don't happen. But there's rumors about him coming back.
And he's going to squash Ryback. And it's going to be like a 5 to 8
Yeah, that's what
left.
Should happen. That's but he should, you know what? Goldberg shouldn't come back.
I'll say this, though. We saw something on stage the other night that I think we wouldn't have saw. We saw RVD versus Ryback on the same stage on SmackDown.
Yeah, but they changed
but with the
Ryback
same
tights,
damn
though.
Onesie?
No, they changed Ryback's tights.
It says Ryback's tight, so that it won't be the same.
Come on, WWE. We're going to get Goldberg back at Mania. It's coming.
For what reason?
If it's in talks, it's coming.
For what reason? For what reason?
Just because it's Goldberg.
Just because it's Goldberg, okay?
Yes, right. we're gonna get
so
like
I want Stone Cold back. So I want Stone Cold back just because he's Stone Cold.
I want to see that now, Rage. I'm with you on that. I want to see. I wish Stone Cold can give one good.
And you know what else? I want to see Heidenreich back just because he's Heidenreich.
Don't want to see no damn.
We're gonna get Ryberg. I mean, my bad. I really did not mean to say Ryberg.
That's what we're Ryback
and Goldberg don't happen.
You won't see Hadden
CM come Punk, back? CM Punk versus Stone Cold.
Ryberg and Goldback.
Yeah, Goldback. Because we're going to go back.
Undertaker versus Sting is definitely going to happen. Oh, like, we're going to see that.
Yes! See, now somebody agrees with me. We're going to get Undertaker and Sting, goddammit.
That was fucking
You were right. We're gonna get Undertaker and Sting. We're gonna get that match.
I don't think.
Well, who is Cena gonna fight at Mania? Cena versus Hulk Hogan. You can get Cena versus Hogan. Undertaker versus Sting. Ryback versus Goldberg. And Daniel Bryan versus Chris Benoit.
And that's gonna be the greatest.
Y'all gonna love it.
The Rock again, third in a life. Three times in a lifetime. How about that?
Hold on. Who is Triple H going to fight? He's going to have to come.
Nobody. He needs to fight
out of the heaven.
He's going to fight Tom Zink.
And Triple H is going to fight Andre the Giant.
He's going to fight Tom Zink.
I wouldn't be surprised if Triple H fought Goldberg.
Me neither.
He'll fight his father-in-law.
Fight Vince.
You
know what? That's what I want back at WrestleMania. That's what I want back. I want another Vince McMahon ass whooping.
Vince just gets beat up at Mania and then flicks people off.
I don't want that at WrestleMania because I live in New Orleans, and if I'm going to that shit, I don't want to see Vince McMahon the fucking main event.
You don't have to see him. He's not going to be the main event, but that's what I want to see. I want to see another McMahon ass whooping.
Nobody asked a good point in the chat this minute ago. Why did Triple H call out Alicia Fox on SmackDown?
Because
he had the thing for fat shit.
Because if it wasn't for AJ, Alicia Fox would have been next on the list to be cut. Which is another reason why we should appreciate AJ for what she's done.
Oh my god.
Alicia Fox is a tall drink of water.
She made Oksana. She made Layla and Alicia Fox relevant again. she made them relevant again.
Why? Because they helped them jump the Total Divas?
Yup. She made them relevant again. We should be kissing AJ's ass for that.
Shane versus...
Wasn't it?
Shane versus Vince again.
That would be classic. Wow. That would be an absolute classic.
I never will forget when Shane fought... I think he fought Steve Blackman, and Steve Blackman pushed him off like a scaffold.
Yeah. SummerSlam.
I remember Kurt Angle threw him belly to belly and threw that glass.
Yeah.
That King of the Ring.
Yeah, that belly scene was sick.
That was...
Yeah.
Damn. That was some crazy stuff because he didn't make it to that first one.
Nope.
How about that?
Why he didn't make it to the like three.
Why don't we get a Shane McMahon match at WrestleMania?
The Shane McMahon just quit his job over in Japan. He just stepped down from over there, so
means he's coming.
Hopefully, we'll see him come back. That could be a game changer right there.
I want to see at Mania John Cena versus Scott Steiner.
Lift your body, rock my body, and we won't tell anybody. Big Papa Pump, it's your hookup. Holla,
I will pay. I will pay six.
Nobody eyes big fat booty daddy.
I will pay to watch him put the Steiner recliner on John Cena. And cuss him out on the way to WrestleMania.
Oh, man.
I would pay for that.
Fat bastard.
Can I see Buff Bagwell versus Fandango?
No. Wow, what? They're going to have a pose down or something?
Yeah.
No, keep Fandango out of WrestleMania.
They just had Buff Bagwell versus Colt Cabana.
I just want Summer Rae. Really? I just want Summer Rae. Damn, Fandango.
Like, wouldn't the SummerSlam, like, been so much better if,
You want Summer Rae dancing, why don't you ask ABC to call her up for Dancing with the Stars with a terrible ass?
That's just so wrong.
I hope that wasn't directed towards me, because if so, it didn't make sense.
That's so wrong. That was so wrong, Rae. Summer Rae is beautiful.
She's skinny as hell.
She is quite
skinny as hell. That woman
needs. She can move, though.
Yeah.
That woman need meat on her bones. And plus, she's annoying as hell on ringside. She's annoying. She makes herself like just stick out just so. She makes herself so relevant during the match. I don't like that.
You know who I wish would call in right now?
Lee. Ooh, Jasmine?
Lee from Baltimore.
Uh-oh.
I wish you would call in right now. I'm going to bring him up. Maybe he'll call in. I'm going to bring him up.
Why? Because he was going to get beat by Taker? I would love to see Taker Tombstone steam straight to hell. And I mean
that. I bet you would want that.
That's right.
You want that. You want
that.
You
know why?
You want that. You want that meaning. You want that now meaningless win streak to continue, do you?
No. It's not even about the streak. It's about the simple fact that Sting owns two victories over Hollywood Hogan for the WCW title. Damn it. And I'm holding a grudge about that.
So you know what I'm holding a grudge over?
Tombstone.
You know what I'm holding a grudge over a little bit?
Cool.
Remember when Sting fought Hulk Hogan like the second, not really the second time, but at Bound for Glory a couple of years ago?
Well, you're talking about a TNA.
Yeah, let me tell you before when that match was announced. Can I tell you I was so excited for that match?
Wow,
I really was.
Wow.
Because seeing how Sting and Hogan went at Starrcade, I expected something really good, and I really didn't get that.
Right.
It still got be at Starrcade. That was the thing.
I know, but I expected a 5-star match at Bound for Glory between those two.
Really? In TNA? When Hogan is way, 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 way past his prime?
We got Dr. J in the chat.
I haven't seen that name pop up in the chat in forever.
What's up, Dr. J?
But I do want that tombstone to happen. I will mark out for that tombstone. No, I don't even want the tombstone. Let's correct that. I want him to get tombstone. Then I want the Undertaker to drag his limp body up and then give him the last ride.
I want Sting to just to beat the shit out of Undertaker so the streak can end.
Wow.
It
happened in no time soon, buddy.
It's gonna end. That streak's gonna end.
No rage.
It's gonna end.
Rage. If it's at brother man, if it was gonna end, it'll end a long time ago.
Oh well, of course they're not gonna end it. They weren't gonna end it then. But look at him. Look at Undertaker now. He's old. He's damn near crippled. That man is fragile. What the hell would you want to continue the streak for?
Shawn Michaels has had a shot at him, what, twice? Quote unquote, God has had a shot at him twice. No, Triple H fought him three times.
Three times.
And laid down all three times.
But someone hasn't faced Undertaker yet at WrestleMania.
Who?
Two people. Sting and John Cena. Either one of those two will end the streak.
I will put my money on
John Cena.
You forgot. You keep forgetting. You're a young kid. So you have to understand that John Cena doesn't have enough stroke to make Undertaker's dick hard.
Exactly. It's become a point where John Cena is so much bigger than the WWE.
But he's not bigger than that streak, right?
Nope.
He is bigger than that streak.
If he walked in and said, Vince, I want to end the streak, Vince will laugh and say, huh, you better think of something else.
Yes, he would. If Vince knows what's good for him, he will end that streak.
Vince knows what's good for him by continuing
if he does not want that stock to go down, he better end that damn streak.
Alright, guys.
The streak isn't gonna be it's too far along, it's not gonna be around now for a long time.
It's gonna end, goddammit. It's gonna end.
All right, guys. It is 12:47 a.m.
Yeah, we got some football to watch tomorrow. God damn it!
I need everybody to pray that Sam Bradford has a great game.
You know what? Forget about Sam Bradford. Look, all of us, we really need to. I know I don't believe in God, but we really all should stop and pray for Geno Smith. We really, right now, should have a serious moment of prayer for Geno Smith. Because that man...
He'll be okay.
He's about to get into a hell... It's about to be a long-ass day for Geno Smith. He is literally about to get killed tomorrow.
He'll be okay. He's
going to have to deal with that for about 6 to 7 games. It is about time we have a serious moment of prayer for Geno Smith. Whether you're a Jets fan or not.
It's better to pray for him than Tim Tebow. Oh!
and pray that those Cowboys make it to the playoffs, which they won't.
I'm sorry, I have to
agree with them there.
And pray that those Cowboys make it to the playoffs. Pray that Tony Romo throws a touchdown every now and then.
Ooh. We always beat the Giants in the first game. It's that last one that usually...
Pray that Jerry Jones at some point steps down from being the GM. Ooh.
Oh, snap. Stevie Ray, you got any final thoughts before we get out of here for tonight?
No, no, we've pretty much kept Rage's anger in check. But his haterisms has to be worked on.
Oh yeah.
It ain't gonna be worked on. You may have toned down me, Jake, my anger, quote unquote. You're not gonna tone down my hate.
He hated on the street for
what? The hateocracy is never gonna die. Never.
Okay.
Ever.
Really? He'll never be thirsty drinking all that hate aid.
The hateocracy is
never gonna die. What did the streak do to you?
It went on for too long after.
You should be marking out for it like all the other kids.
Man,
What was that? Rage?
Yeah.
Everybody there? Okay.
The hate consumed them.
Oh yeah, for real. Alright, you don't have anything you want to finish up with, Stephen Ray? You good?
No, I'm extra good. Right. I'm just glad I made it here.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you having you on, as always, my friend. Let me head on over to Rex. Rex, got anything you want to say to finish up the show, man?
Thank me. Thanks for... No, don't thank me. Yeah, you can thank me. Thank me for having me on the show. I'm glad I can make y'all laugh a little bit. It's always good calling in.
You hit us up with that now.
That's pretty much it. Y'all have a good night.
You too, man.
Why is that bitch following me on Twitter?
Who?
Rihanna. Rihanna is following me on Twitter.
Awesome.
She's just gonna have me talking bad about her.
Now let me head on over to Tony C. Tony C, you got anything you wanna say to finish up, man?
Hey, I just wanna say another good Saturday night, Surfer. Hope they had a good time here in Lee at Comic Con. And Rage, Tim Tebow sucks.
Ooh.
And that's
no!
Party and shot. Gauntlet Throne, as Kerry Champion would say. Gauntlet Throne.
Yes, I said it.
Wow.
The gauntlet wasn't thrown. He took the gauntlet off, slapped him in the face with him.
I challenge you to a duel. Slap me in the face. I challenge you to a duel.
Ain't that a bitch? My Skype had to fuck up. Ain't that?
Oh man!
It had. It just had to mess up.
It wasn't the hate. It wasn't the hate.
It was the Skype.
It was the Skype.
Rage, you got anything you want to say to finish up the show, man?
Oh yeah. I can't wait for September 14th.
Oh, that's when Alabama comes.
I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about that. I mean, Alabama's gonna lose, but I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather.
Did you just say Alabama's gonna lose?
Alabama's gonna lose.
Texas A&M, right?
Alabama's gonna lose.
Okay.
I'm talking about.
Hey, we're gonna be. Well, you know, the funny thing is, we're gonna be on that night, so.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen,
another streak that's going to end is Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, Lord, Floyd Mayweather streak.
Oh, damn.
Floyd Mayweather streak.
You know damn well, he only picks six fights he can win.
Boy, he picked the wrong one, baby. He picked the wrong one.
Floyd Mayweather. Doesn't understand that, Stevie Ray. That Floyd Mayweather only picks fights, you know he can win.
He's about to get his ass kicked by Canelo Alvarez. He picked fights that he know he can win. He picked the wrong fucking one. And everybody is going to witness the demise and the professional execution of Floyd Mayweather. And
that's
I can't wait for it. We're going to be on live, man. We're going to be on live, right? Yeah. During the fight. Yeah.
Right.
Next Saturday.
William allows everything to fall in place. And next weekend is not a champions too, right?
Sunday, yeah.
Sunday.
So,
ladies and gentlemen, if you're a fan of Floyd Mayweather, you might as well get your tissues ready. Because your God, wow, your Lord and Savior, is going to die next weekend.
Wow.
If Floyd Mayweather wins, he's going to need to get his tissues ready. Because he gonna make a mess.
And let me tell you something else. After this fight, boxing is over. Boxing is over.
Oh no, Florida beat somebody out of somewhere.
Floyd will be there, but who's gonna pay attention? He's not gonna. He doesn't care.
He gets $40 million whether they pay attention or not.
He's always saying you want the best. You want the best. He'll fight anybody. He'll fight anybody the fans want. We still haven't gotten the Manny Pacquiao fight, but.
Because Pacquiao has been beat twice.
Who cares? But after this, boxing is over. So you don't have to pay attention to Floyd Mayweather. You don't have to pay attention to boxing. But Floyd Mayweather's going to get his ass kicked. He's going to get his ass kicked.
Oh, man.
That nigga going to learn. He going to learn.
All right.
I didn't say it this time.
Nope. It wasn't you.
But he isn't. But Floyd isn't. Look, Floyd is the only person I know that will walk into a club with a $100 bill and burn it. See, Floyd Mayweather, he doesn't realize that money, that $100 bill, is what we in America work for every day. And he's so rich he can burn his own money.
That's why I hate
Floyd Mayweather, because he makes blacks look bad. Y'all should be embarrassed that Floyd Mayweather's black.
Well, for every Floyd Mayweather, you have an Oprah who knows what to do with her money. So you know,
but Oprah's a poser.
And
Floyd came from nothing. When you get people that come from nothing,
he came from nothing.
They don't know how to act.
He sure acts like he's the king of the world. He acts like he's the richest man in the world if he's burning his own money.
I just hope he and pray he.
Like, would y'all do anything like that? Would y'all really be that inconsiderate to burn your own money if you had it?
I wouldn't do it in public.
I wouldn't do it, period. I got sense.
Exactly.
I like the dollar menu too much.
Yeah, they ball. He's balling, so let him ball. I tell you what, Rage.
As soon as he loses, it's gonna be the end of his career. It's over for him.
10 years down the road, will you be surprised if you hear, "Oh, Floyd Mayweather's bankrupt"? You won't be surprised.
If I hear that, then I'm going to be celebrating.
I'm not going to celebrate, but I just won't be surprised. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm going to celebrate. Miss Jackson can come live with me and not have to deal with getting her ass whipped by Floyd every damn day. So yeah, that's my piece. And go Patriots.
Yeah, I need him to go. I need a defense to shut CJ Spiller down, please.
Yeah, all right, okay. We'll see you in the playoffs. We'll see you in the playoffs. You'll be watching this.
Oh no, no, no! I need him to do very well. Man. It's all about fantasy football now, Rage. You know that.
Yeah, really.
I know, but I'm a Patriots fan. I am a Patriot fan first. Fantasy football 7.
Oh boy. And on that note, everybody got their goodbyes and handshakes and everything like that.
So okay, kids. I love playing with y'all, but it's time to go.
Yeah, it's time to get on out of here. Don't forget to check me out next Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on Rant and Radio. Check out all the fine shows, blah, 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 blah. Say that 10 times fast. Check out all the shows. Check out the Rant, NXT, What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer, who didn't show up tonight. Thank you, Surfer.
Yeah.
And
and Surfer been acting real brand new lately.
Brand new. Since he got his own show.
He got his own show. Hey.
Oh yeah, everyone be here next Saturday, because you're gonna witness the demise of money.
Oh snap! So everybody be here. Rant Tuesday. Stay tuned for Double A and the Rant, 8 p.m. Eastern, every Tuesday night. Look out for this show Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, and finally every Sunday at 6 p.m. What Are You Reading? Comic book show. Guys, I am out of here. I will see you all later. Take care.